Good evening. This is the Saturday Night Bible Study. I'm Johnny Coffey. This is Harmony Baptist Church. This evening, I'm going to do something a little different. Just because it's what I think God wants me to do. Tonight, turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm pretty sure I've touched on this before. And God threw this verse. You know how sometimes you can do something and God will kind of slap you in the face with a verse. But I want to read this passage. Because I think it's a good point. You know, as Christians, one of the biggest problems, we blame everything, right? We like to blame college. We like to blame, I'm turning my phone off in case you're wondering. We like to play, one of the biggest lies I've seen growing up is this whole thing, well, Johnny was a good Christian boy and he was in the youth department and he sang in the choir and he was a good little boy and he was serving Christ and he went off to college, he got around the wrong crowd and all of a sudden he started worshiping the devil and shooting up crack. And that's just not true, not from what I see, okay? If you have a Bible-believing, God-honoring, serving, and I understand this is not universal, every single kid, but I mean, generally speaking, if you have a kid who is on fire for God, loves God, and he's serving God in his local church, he's not just going to throw it away because he went to college, okay? The kid who went to college and started doing all kinds of ungodly things usually was doing those things in your local church, you just didn't know about it. Or if you had him locked down to where you were watching him 24/7, these are things that he did in his head and he just hadn't had an opportunity to do them. Okay? And I think this lesson points that. I'm going to bring out some of that in this. Look in verse 1. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." First point is, it is the father's God-given responsibility to train his children. It is not the mother's. It is not the mother's job to raise the children. It is the father's job. The father is the head of the household. If you read the passages and don't twist them and get them out of order, it is the father who the children look up. When you get in a situation in your family where the children stop, they all automatically, I don't care if they're a girl or a boy, they automatically look to the father. He's the God-given leadership of the home. When they stop looking at the father and start looking at the mother, it'll be simply because the father has stopped leading. Okay? And one of the major things, when I was growing up, it really bothered me, the whole do as I say, not as I do thing. And I think a lot of times we make a joke about that, but I think that's all too prevalent in our home life. And in society, you know, we want people to do the right thing. We put criminals in jail for not doing the right thing. We get on to people when we watch movies. We want the bad guy to pay for their sins. We want the good guys to do whatever. But we have to be that good guy. You know, we have to be the good guy. You know, the kids growing up, they are looking for someone to respect. They're looking for a role model. And their first role model is mom and dad. And if mom and dad fall short, if mom and dad give up that, they don't have to be perfect. But you got to try. We got to try. We got to give our kids something our kids to love us so much that when we make a mistake, they don't just throw the towel in because mom and dad made a mistake, because they know mom and dad are trying. Okay? But you need to look at this verse. First verse, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Your children, my children, learn to respect their parents by watching how we show respect to our parents. And that's where the things that I seriously dropped the ball. I mean, seriously, I mean, I went through some horrible things growing up. You know, my parents just didn't know it was happening, or they were there, or whatever the case may be, or whatever. I had a lot of anger issues, bitterness in that situation. So I just kind of like got saved, and I just thought, well, you know, I don't have to. That verse is for if they're in the Lord, if they're doing the Lord's work, you know. But the thing is the Bible, when it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, it's not talking about, well, if your parents do everything right, or if your parents are Christian, or if your parents, it's talking about if you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're a child. Now, it's talking about everyone. It's not just talking about Christians, but specifically I'm talking to the children that are Christians. And that goes for all of us, you know. If you're a Christian, you have a responsibility to obey your parents, okay? You have a responsibility to show respect to your parents. And the only way that your children are going to learn to respect you and obey you is if you obey your parents. And this doesn't mean universal. Once a husband and wife become one flesh, the husband and wife come first. The relationship between the husband and wife comes first. But you can't, in reasonable knowledge, you still have to obey your parents. You have to show respect to your parents. And you can't expect for your children to respect you, especially when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you made mistakes, and you got mad, and you threw something across the room because you weren't. And I know that not everyone is like that. There's a lot of you like that. There's a lot of you get mad, and you come in, you work 12 hours, you're tired, you've had way too much coffee, and you come in, and little Susie has left her big wheel on the front step, and you just fell all over it, and it was only by the grace of God 1,000 ungodly words didn't come out of your mouth. Okay? But that's when your kids are watching you. Okay? When your mother-in-law, your mom, your grandmother, whatever, the one that agitates you because they don't really listen to you, they just say a bunch of stuff, and when you try to talk to them, they're only hearing half of what you're saying, and you're frustrated because you feel like nothing you're saying is going anywhere. Guess what? That does not give you an excuse to disrespect them. It doesn't give you an excuse to smart off or say something flippant, okay? And I promise you, your children are watching those things, okay? And just like today, my kid was watching me, and he was like, Dad, you're supposed to be, you know, your attitude is you know, and usually my attitude is pretty good, you know. It's just I fell back into that, you know, looking back in the past and thinking about the past and going, well, you know, what about this? What about that? What about this situation? So, you know, do your best when, you know, this holiday season is about the birth of Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth. He died on a cross because he loved us. Dying on the cross is not easy. Living the 33 years that he lived on this planet is not easy. It wasn't easy. He was ridiculed, spit on. He was beaten. His flesh torn from his body. Bones dislocated. All the things that happened to him on the cross, you know. And I promise, no movie you've ever seen even comes close to what happened. You know. Think about what he did to demonstrate. He paid for our sins. That's what he did. He paid for our sins. And through trusting what he did on the cross, we have eternal life. We have salvation. But he did that to demonstrate and show his love. Okay. So the next time that you're with your parents, authority figure, grandparents, foster parent, whatever, demonstrate your love by overlooking the things they do that are wrong. And I'm not talking about eat. I'm talking about if they're rude to you or whatever. Just ignore it. Just say, you know, I put Jesus through more than that. You know? And this season, when you're in family functions and people like to gossip and say things, and we've all been there, everyone puts up with it. You know, somebody making comments about how you raise your kids or a relationship that went bad or something. When you go through those things, remember, your children are watching. And they want to see that the love of Christ and the Holy Spirit in you works all the time. That He makes a difference in your life when it's going good, and He makes a difference when it's going bad. In this holiday season, children of all ages, obey your parents, show respect, because the young ones learn everything they learn from watching someone. So be the good in someone's life. God bless, and have a Merry Christmas.